أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أو Muslim brothers, we are all aware of the situation that is in this world. We find ourselves both individually and collectively many a times in a state of despondency, in a state of anxiety. Individually, people have their own challenges, whether it be with regard to the challenges of financial challenges or with regard to relationship challenges. But today we are all aware that we have more challenges than perhaps previously. Collectively, as an ummah, we face challenges that perhaps we have not faced anywhere, anytime in our history. However, despite this, we need to take hope. We must not despair. We must not become despondent, because despondency and depression and losing hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the temperament of the believer. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran in Surah Yusuf says, إِنَّهُ لَا يَعَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. It is only the disbeliever that loses hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama of the linguist have said that the word Iblis also comes from the word balas, which means despondency. And nothing gives shaitan and the satanic forces greater pleasure than seeing Muslims in a state of despondency. Despondency gives rise to a lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem. And we as believers, we are supposed to have confidence and self-esteem. Many people will ask, what are the reasons why we should have hope? And in today's khutbah, I would like to enumerate some of the reasons why we are supposed to still feel hope and not be overwhelmed by despondency. Firstly, our deen is not only a deen and a religion which looks at the worldly life. We have a futuristic belief of the year after. Our ultimate success is the one who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam. Says Allah in the Holy Quran, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. He who saves himself from the fire of Jahannam and makes himself worthy of entry into Jannah, he is successful. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says about the disbelievers, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. Says Allah in Surah An'am, if only you can see the evil people in front of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah will say, أَلَيْسَ هَذَا بِالْحَقِّ. Is this fire of Jahannam, the punishment of the fire of Jahannam, not the truth? And they will say, بَلَىٰ رَبِّنَا. Yes, it is the truth. And Allah will say, فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. Now taste the punishment of that which you used to deny. Now that is the ultimate success. We can live a life of luxury and comfort, but أَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, may Allah Ta'ala protect, if you enter and go into Jahannam, what is the use of the life of luxury? And you might lead a life of difficulty here in this world, but if you gain entry into Jannah, then of course you are successful. In a hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, if for example, a person leads a life full of luxury, it doesn't happen, because even in your ease, there are certain challenges. But if for example, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you lead a life of full of luxury, if Allah on the day of judgment were to dip you in Jahannam, take you out, oh my bondsman, oh my servant, did you ever see comfort? And he will say, no, Allah, I've never ever seen comfort. So we believe in a futuristic vision. We look at the akhirah in terms of our success and in terms of our ease, our comfort, and our ultimate felicity. The second thing is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, أَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنِ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Very wondrous is the affair of the believer. For him, everything is good. Everything is khair. Everything is blessed. If any good comes upon him, he makes shukr. He thanks Allah Ta'ala. He is grateful. It becomes a means of reward. And of course, if any challenges come upon him, we must remember, we never ask for challenges. We always ask for afiyat. We always ask for ease. But if it comes, then we make sabr. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his uncle, Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, O Abbas, always ask Allah for afiyat. There is nothing better to ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. Afiyat means ease and well-being. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the believer all affairs are good for him. If good comes, he makes shukr, he gets reward. And if anything untowards happen, he remains with sabr, with perseverance, he still gets reward. And this is for no one but the believer. So that is the second reason with regard to our hope. The third reason, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that good expectation of Allah Ta'ala and becoming and having hope is a separate and distinct ibadah. Inna husna zan billahi min husnil ibadah. Having good expectation and having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is part of husnul ibadah. It is part of great, you know, ibadah and devotion. Especially when we reach towards the latter portion of our life. Nabi Karim saw a person who was on his deathbed. And he said, how do you find yourself? Subhanallah, what a great reply. He said, I am afraid of my sins. I am worried about my sins. But I have hope in the mercy of Allah. Nabi Karim said, no person has these two aspects in his life. But Allah Ta'ala gives him safety from his fears. And Allah Ta'ala gives him what he hopes. The fourth reason, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to be people who give glad tidings of hope and mercy. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in a famous hadith, Bashiru wa la tunaffiru, yassiru wa la tu'assiru. Give people glad tidings. Don't make people fear and hate the religion and make things easy for people. وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا and do not make things difficult for people. Always give people hope. Wallahi al-Azim, the person who gives people hope, a person who is an optimist, he's a magnet for people. People love people who are, you know, those who are always looking at the positive aspects of life. And we are supposed to look at the positive aspects of life. You know, and people don't like a pessimist. A person who is always complaining, always grumbling. People don't like a person. So they say a person who is an optimist, he looks at a donut and he sees the donut and he said, there is so much to eat on the side. And the pessimist, he looks at the hole in the donut, he says, nothing to eat in the middle of the donut. Huh? But we are optimists. We are always people who give glad tidings. Because an optimist and a person who gives hope is someone who is a magnet to people. Another example, the fifth reason with regard to having hope, is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever lost hope. Wallahi al-Azim, so amazing examples we get from the life of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, in the ghazwa of the trench, in the expedition of the trench, and in jung, you know, that particular battle, it was a very trying time for the Muslims. And on one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told that a group of Sahaba who were digging the trench, they came across a boulder that could not be removed. And amazingly, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works, the wisdom of Allah, that boulder came on a group of companions, among which was Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Salman the Persian. He was the one who gave the view that we must dig a trench, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted it. It also tells us that we as Muslims, we are not averse to new ideas. And when we see, we find that when Abu Sufyan came and he saw the trench, he said, this is not the way the Arabs ever used to fight. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized for that time, it was the need of the time, need of the hour. He did not say, this is not our way. It's not the way how we normally do things. He was not averse to a new idea. He accepted it because it was relevant and beneficial for that particular time. Subhanallah. Anyway, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told about it, he came with a chopper and three times he hit the boulder, and every time there were sparks that flew, and not necessarily according to the chronological order. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions, do you know what was in those sparks? And they said, Allah and His Rasul knows best. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala showed me the treasures of the Persian Empire. And Allah Ta'ala showed me the treasures of the Roman Empire. And Allah Ta'ala showed me the treasures of the, you know, the kings of Yemen and the treasures of the Yemen. Subhanallah. And the munafiq and the hypocrites, they started making a joke that here you are digging a trench because you do not have resources to defend yourself. And you are seeing dreams of overtaking the superpowers of the time. And yet that's exactly what happened. Subhanallah, that is exactly what happened. Within a short period of time, within one or two decades, the Sahaba and the companions of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallam, led by the vision of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, conquered all of these empires and civilization. That is our Prophet. Even at the time when he was digging a trench, because of circumstances, he was still having such a great vision and such hope. He even had hope with regard to his greatest enemies. You know, sometimes I give this example, and every one of you must take this example. Subhanallah, what a great example. Never lose hope on anyone. Never give up on anyone. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu set out to assassinate the Nabi of Allah. Anyone who kills the Nabi of Allah, anyone who has such an evil intention, and he has to come through with his intention, he is destined to the fire of Jahannam. He set out to assassinate the Nabi of Allah. Today, we don't go to Medina, but we go past the qabr of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we say, As-salamu alayka ya Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Jazakallahu ta'ala anna wa ansa'ir al-ummati khair al-jazab. He set out to assassinate the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of Allah made dua for him. Today he is sitting next, then lying buried next to the Nabi of Almighty Allah. That is how the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had vision, had hope, even with regard to the worst enemies. And that is what we are supposed to do. In a similar manner, my dear respected elders and brothers, we talk about the situation in Gaza. And we all know what is happening with regard to Gaza. The Palestinian Health Ministry, and may Allah Ta'ala reward the people of Palestine, they still persevere, they still steadfast under such great circumstances of tragedy and difficulty. But look at them. You know, the Palestinian Health Ministry made mention, and they had a register of 649 pages of 34,000 people. Many more have been, you know, martyred. But they had the record details of 649 pages of 34,000 people who have been martyred. The first 11 pages, the first 11 pages are of children between the age of 0 and 1. This is in an age where people today talk about human rights, and the powers of the world are telling us about human rights. And the first 11 pages of the 649 pages, it is with regard to children who are between the age of 0 and 1. And of course, we can feel, and of course we feel the pain. We can feel the pain. And we feel, Ya Allah, why is this happening? Where is your power? And where is your greatness which we believe in? But remember, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah has His wisdom. We sometimes can understand, sometimes we cannot fathom the reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But what we do know, that Allah ta'ala says in Surah Ibrahim, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah is not unaware of what the zalimun they do. Allah is fully aware. Allah will take them to task. But we do make dua sometimes. We are human beings. Ya Allah, let it be sooner rather than later. When are we going to see the zalimin? Ya Allah, when are they going to be able to bear responsibility for the consequences of what they are doing? But it will not happen by our time frame. It will not happen by our wish and desires. It will happen by the desire of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made dua, رَبَّنَا اتْمِسْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَاشْتُدْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى يَرَهُ الْعَذَابَ الْعَلِيمِ. He made dua with regard to Fir'aun that Allah must destroy him. But according to the riwayats and according to the narration, one narration say it took 40 years. One narration say it took 70 years. Even the Prophet's dua, it happened after a while, but it will happen. فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Remember the tribe of Ad, and they said that they were so arrogant. And what did they say? مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is greater than us in power? Don't you see the same similarities? They feel that they can do whatever they want. They see who is greater than us in power. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Don't they see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ. The one who created them is greater than them in power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees it. And whenever we feel with regard to the tragedy of the people who are dying, we see it. Sometimes it's difficult to see. Remember this and take great amount of consolation and hope. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when we see people dying and we see them being, you know, bombed to pieces, children, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith in Jami' al-Tirmidhi, the person who is a martyr, he, with regard to his killing, doesn't even suffer the pain that you feel when a small ant bites you. The shaheed doesn't even feel that pain. He doesn't even feel that pain. His pain is even less than that. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in a hadith in Abu Dawud Sharif, Yashfa'u shaheed fi sab'ina min ahli bayti. The shaheed will intercede for 70 people of his family on the day of judgment. In a hadith, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the shaheed on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no one in Jannah who will wish to come back to this world except the shaheed, except the martyr. And he will say, Wallah, send me to the world that I can gain the same pleasure once again that I got when I was martyred. See, subhanallah, this is what we believe in, my dear respected brothers. So we never lose hope. We are a nation of perpetual hope and optimism. And therefore we conclude this particular message that we shall always be amongst those who have optimism.